Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Todd Monken met with the media as the Ravens prepare for Sunday's meeting with the Jets.
Past 2 weeks, have you seen some, I know every play and every drive's separate, have you seen any kind of threads or themes that are, you know, similar to why you guys aren't as productive as you usually are?
It's, and always is with everything that we do, a combination of things. In every facet, whatever say, aspect of what we do, you got to scheme it better, you got to coach it better, and you got to execute better. And that's really, whether you're doing it really well or you're doing it poorly, you got to look at it and say, okay, how can we be better? And that's just the way it is.
Have you dedicated any more time practice for red zone?
Well, we dedicate every day, every time. I mean, we have the same amount of time last year. We were first in the league. Same amount of time we had last year, we dedicate this year to it. We start off the week on Wednesdays. We do a form of red zone. And then today we do red zone. Then tomorrow we really hammer red zone. Like I said, there's a number of things we can do better. You know, and like everything that we do on offense, it starts with me. How do we scheme it better, call it better, execute better? Because it's all of that. There's not one thing in particular, just like there wasn't one thing last year that was in particular why we were so successful. It was the combination of everything collective.
As far as Lamar, he's been dealing with hamstring that limited him there when he came back, has had some knee soreness. Has any of his injuries, has that impacted your game plan or what you guys have done at all?
Nope.
Coach, with the big fourth down call last week, utilizing Derek and Mark and Ricard and having those three available, is that something going forward? I mean, you can mix and match and use Lamar also as a decoy. Having Pat back, how much of a bigger asset is that?
Well, I think having Pat Ricard back has been a tremendous boost for us. I mean, the things he allows us to do in the run game, protection, his physicality that he brings is a big part of that. And then anything that we do, it doesn't matter whether it's third down, fourth down, any down and distance, we're always trying to mirror up what we do as best we can. What we've done and what we presented to the defense, how can we do something off of that? You know, and that just happened to be one of them. Well, that's sure that's a part of it, but that's not the only part of it. We have to run it better, and it's not just the red zone. You know, short yardage and the black zone, third downs. We always have to be able to run the ball well. And then when we don't, then we have to be able to execute in the passing game, which we have in the past, and we're certainly more than capable of doing it. But all of us, and I think our guys would agree to that, have owned that. And, you know, some of the last couple weeks have been unfortunate. You know, we get the ricochet off Rodgers' helmet. A week ago, we had a hell of a two-minute drive and kick a field goal, but that gives you 0 for 1 in the red zone. But that was really a hell of a drive. And I'm not making excuses. We got to be a lot better in the red zone. But what matters most, just like any week, is that we're elite this week in the red zone, right? We're unbelievable in terms of offensive penalties, right? We haven't had procedural, we're not holding. But you know what matters? Is that we don't have penalties this week, right? That we're great on third down, that we're able to run it this week, that we're able to throw it this week. Just like anything, right? If you go 0 for 4 in baseball the day before, you know what matters now? Frickin' today. That's what matters right now. And really that's the way we're going to look at it, is you can't carry over stats, right? But we sure as hell can fix it and be really good this week.
Did you have a sense that the fourth down play to Mark could not just get you a first down, but could be an explosive play?
Oh, at that point, you're just trying to get the first down. I mean, let's be real honest here. I mean, you know, you know that you got to get the first down. What a, you know, and that started with Coach and a recommendation from Coach Harbaugh. And that comes, I mean, how we do it offensively is it's a collaboration. Everybody has a part of the game plan. I love it when coaches are part of that and our coaches are a part of it, because then we all own it, because there's good and bad in that, right? Sometimes it works out great. And so what you do, and that when we were talking about red zone and do we work a little more on it, well, when you see those plays, that's a byproduct of how we worked it during the week, right? And that's true. When you are struggling, you didn't need to commit more time to something. And we did. And that was just a byproduct of coach's thought, us bringing it to life collectively, and then working our rear ends off during the week, that if the look came up that we thought we'd get, that the guys would really execute. But I know I gave you more than did I think it would be a touchdown. But obviously, it's got to be up there as one of the most exciting moments in, you know, how many years of coaching, right, of how important that was at that moment. And what we had done up till that point to just not take a hold of that game, right? You know what I'm saying? We went in that game saying, give them nothing, give them zero, and we didn't do that. We gave them life. And for that to happen was an elite moment.
Hey, Todd, you had said last week, these plays have to be oiled up. That was the word you used, oiled up to be ready to use them in the game. Do you know, say, Friday, you make that determination Friday or Saturday, yeah, we're good with that play if it comes up, or would you scrap it if it hasn't looked good in the week?
I think there's levels of oil, like with any play that we have. I don't think you're ever 100% sure, right? I think you feel very confident that if we get X look, that it gives us the best opportunity to have success, I guess is the best way to put it. You're never 100%, no matter what in life, you're not. But I think the more that you work something, and there's nothing more exciting than when you do work something and you get that look, right? Because there is no guarantee you get the exact look, I guess the best way to put it. But to get the right look, to have the guys work as hard as they did all week, to be in that position, because it does take some choreography. I mean, Mark's under center. I mean, the spacing of the blocking and everything else. So, and I know we're continuing to go on about the play, but it's just, like I said, that's every play that we have is that way. There's choreography with it and trying to make sure we execute at a high level. Well, we'd like Keaton to be involved. It's as I said at the beginning of the year, you guys were around me, is we got a good problem. We have a lot of good skill players, and Derek is deserving of touches. Keaton is, Justice is, our wide receivers, our tight ends. And we need to continue to keep Keaton involved. He's shown that to be a valuable asset and be explosive for us as a great change up to Derek.
Todd, just come back to what you're saying about red zone, short yardage in particular, among the many things. Respect to the offensive line, is it as simple as sometimes it just needs to be more push up there, or how do you kind of view?
I wouldn't say it as simple as that. I as I said before, there's so many aspects or things that go into having success, and like I said, it always starts with me and who we have and how we scheme it, and then how we execute it during practice that carries over to the games. That's the way it is. And we can coach better. We can play better. That's the way it works. We win as a team. We lose as a team. We have success as a team. And I can't wait to get there Sunday, because it's part of what we do, right, is to whatever it is we're doing well at, we continue down that track and keep fighting to be elite at that. And the things we're not, we fight to fix it. And that's what you do. And we'll continue down that road.
Last one for Coach, please.
Do you think the success you've had with those variations the last 2 weeks on the short yardage plays, does that also have the potential of maybe making it a little easier the next time you line Mark up there and just have him go straight forward? I mean, does it have that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think so, but I don't control what they do defensively. You know, all we can do is plan for what we see on film and what we think that gives us the best chance to execute it at a high level. That's all aspects of our game plan.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. Uh-huh.